Who had huisvergaderings in their families at home? Okay, got a few, not too many. Okay, I just love it when dad or mom, you know, calls the kids around, says, "Asikatait," and just allows the kids to ask questions, allows the kids to check if there's anything that they're uncertain about. I think it's a wonderful thing when parents take up their role, as we saw this morning, we prayed for these parents, to take up their role to lead their families well. And so there's something special about when we allow time for communication. Communication is a critical thing. We've just done the marriage course, and I tell you, you can nearly trace every problem a couple goes through to some form of communication issue. It is a life skill. I wish there were more subjects at school and university on how to teach us to communicate well, including body language. Some of us don't realize that 70% of our body language is of our communication happens through body language. You know, and so we stand and we sing, you know, this morning, "Welcome home, welcome home." You know, are you excited? "Yes, I'm excited to be in church this morning." "Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm very sure." But yeah, but then we've got Liesl going there in the front, you know. She might as well not be saying anything. Her body's screaming, "Yes, it's nice to be here." And so communication is important. And so that's what we're trying to do here this morning. We're trying to communicate. Me and Jolene are just trying to communicate a few final thoughts and sentiments before we leave. You know, it's the first time that we are leaving a church for more than 2 weeks. We've gone on holiday before for the last 7 years, but at the longest for 2 weeks. And so it is a little bit of a first for us to say goodbye to you guys for 3 months. I feel a little bit like the Apostle Paul, one of the apostles, you know, kind of getting on a ship and waving goodbye, except ours is not a ship that sails on the sea. But there is something about this morning and saying goodbye and about communication. And so we just want to make sure that we do that well. So just one or two general points and encouragements from my side. I want to encourage you to keep on worshiping the way that you do, the way you worship this morning. You know, this church has got many prophecies over it that we as a church will lead many others into the presence of God. We'll lead many others up the mountain into God's presence. And I just want to say, we're going to miss that. It's one of my favorite things. Like, Sunday is my favorite day in the week. I live for a Sunday. On Saturday night, I get excited, yeah, and I speak to the Lord, and yeah, it's like, I can't wait for tomorrow. But one of the reasons I can't wait for a Sunday is because we get to do this together. We get to be with God together. And so I just want to encourage you, you are worshiping the Lord beautifully, and you are making His praises glorious, like the psalm says we must. And so let it be said that Shofar Franschhoek is a worshiping church, and when we come back, we find you jumping, dat julle uit julle nate uitbars vir die Here, né? Because it's in your DNA, and it's in your calling as a church. Number one, keep on worshiping. Number two, keep on trusting for healing like you have been. The healing services don't stop because Jolene is going overseas. Remember, I loved, when was it last? Was it last week you did a healing service, eh? I don't know if you and Christy spoke, but basically Christy came to the front in the beginning and she already did a healing altar call before anything happened. I was like, yes, they get it. They get it. And so I want to encourage you. We're going to pray for healing today. We don't need a healing service to pray for healing. And so when we're gone, I want you and I admonish you and I encourage you to keep on stepping up and going after the things we have been for months and years. It's in you. It's in your spiritual inheritance. Thirdly, keep on trusting for the possibility of revival. Pray for revival. Trust. It's coming. It's coming to our valley. And then, on a more specific note, Jolene and I, we want to leave you with this, what we call a charge, okay? We want to charge you. Charge means, charge is different to an instruction. charge is slightly different to an encouragement as well. It includes encouragement, but it's something that we leave with you and we say, we know you can do this, so do it. And so we want to charge you with just two or three points this morning. And the first is, maintain the unity that you have. Maintain the unity that you have. I've been in church circles for many years, 30 plus years, and I want to tell you that that which we have here in our church, that which we have here in our leadership, you don't find it in any church, and you don't find it in every church. The unity that we have, the psalmist saying, the communion that we have, it's special, and we need to guard it, and we need to protect it. And so Paul writes here in many of his letters because they struggle and goes through ups and downs, and then there's disunity and discord and fighting and gossiping, and he has to address people by name in his letters to those churches. But he starts the second chapter in Philippians with these beautiful words. He says, complete my joy. Complete, mark my vreugde vol. Complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord, one accord, and of one mind. That's a lot of ones and sames in one sentence. And so he's imploring the church, and he's imploring specific people in this church, and he's saying, guys, make me happy, make my joy full by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in one accord. You know, we had a choir this morning, and I just love this choir. And they can sing all different things, harmonies and noote bo, noote onder. But you know what's most powerful for me is when we sing in one accord. Remember 2 Chronicles 5, when the ark is brought in, the word of God says, and that they lifted up one song when there was one sound to be heard, that God's presence came in like a cloud. And the word says that the priest could not continue ministering because of the glory of God. The unity of God's people attracts the presence of God. The oneness. That's why I love that song. To our God, we lift up one voice. To our God, we lift up one song. And so I want to encourage you, church, lift up one song. Not just in what you're singing, but the way you live with one another for the next 3 months. Let it be said, wow, this church is in one accord. Daar's nie die wat wil afgaan die kant of die kant and do their own thing nie. Be lone rangers and skapies and bokke wat afdrentel nie. Stay in the pack. There's safety in the pack. And sing one song with your lives in the next 3 months. He goes on here in 1 Corinthians 1 verse 10. He says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united. Everyone say perfectly united. In mind and thought. In mind and thought. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, that you all agree with one another in what you say, in what you think, and what you do. You know, many of us have kids here, and I mean, there's many things that they can do that I have got patience for, and it irritates me and it upsets me, but you can somehow get through it. But when they fight, it's like there's this inherent thing in me. And I remember we were four boys, or we are four boys, me and my brothers. I'm the eldest, and if it's back in the days when jy nog pakslaag gekry het, you know, we didn't get pakslaag for many things, but the one thing that we consistently got pakslaag for was fighting. It is like we could do pretty much anything, mom, but just do not fight. Do not fight. Moenie beklei nie, don't jab each other, you know. And luckily we had a combi, but you stuck us in a small car, and when we confined four little active boys, like probably Micah on steroids, you know, Nahum and steroids here this morning, it just got to my parents, and they just didn't like it when we fight. And I want to encourage you, this word, the word says, let there be no divisions among you. Let there be no divisions among you. And I want to say to you, church, moenie beklei wanneer ons weg is nie. Okay? Do not fight while we're gone. And if there's anything that you fight about, it's to fight for unity. Okay? I implore you, like Paul says, let there be no divisions among you. Number one, so maintain the unity that you have. This is the beautiful thing. This is not something we need to work towards. We already have this in our church. Say, we are blessed. We are blessed. We've got unity. Let's maintain our unity. Amen. Number two, pursue peace. Romans 14:19 says, let us therefore make every effort. Everyone say, every effort. To do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. So Paul is, he's not saying let us make an effort. There's a difference between an effort and every effort. When you've made every effort, it means you've exhausted every possibility to go after peace. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and to mutual edification. Number three, let us be known for love. This well-known scripture, John 13:35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you worship a lot and heal all the sick and let the kingdom of God come, will people know that you are Christ's disciples? If you love one another. If you love one another. And when I say that we should love one another, I'm not talking about this let's sit in a circle, hum and sing kumbaya love. I'm talking about the messy, difficult, wrestling love that is a reality when people walk in relationship with one another. You see, true love confronts in truth and in love. I'm not expecting you all to make as if there are no issues at all. It's when we're honest and we own our issues, say, brother, sister, I want to share my heart with you in truth, but in love. That's when church happens. And so true love, what does the scripture say? Davo, Jolene, you know that scripture for the nie die kraal, nie die stoor, of waar die beeste is. Of you remember that one? You always quoted to me, and now I've forgotten it. Basically, they're saying is where there are animals in the stable, there's dung on the floor. Okay, so an analogy. It's in Proverbs. It's basically saying where there's people in the church, there's issues. Okay, it's messy. It's all about how we treat one another. And so if we love one another as God has loved us, if we pursue peace and we exhaust every possibility to make sure that we live in peace, if we fight if we need to maintain the unity that we have, I believe this church will bless the heart of God. Amen? And so, the last point. I wrote it in Afrikaans here. Woeker met julle talente. Woeker met die dinge wat die Here vir julle gegee het. Okay? It means that which the Lord has already done in you over the last few months and years, at every encounter, every Bible school session, there has been talents put into you. Do not hide it under a rock or under a bed until the pastors come back and say, we'll carry on with our Christian lives when the pastors come back, because they're anyway not yet to check us out. Okay? No. When we come back, we want to see this church from glory to glory. Amen? Yes, give yourselves a hand. Use the talents that you've been given. If there's a prophecy, bring it. Moenie nou stil raak, laat ons weg is nie. Verstaan? Bring the testimonies. Bring the tongues, bring the interpretations, pray for the sick, worship like crazy. It's your inheritance. And you will certainly make Jolene and my hearts very happy when we come back. By the way, we're going to pray for you when we're gone. just in case you were wondering about the Oscar Fiela elke dag, but we know and we trust that you're going to be fine, because this is not my church. It is certainly not Jolene's church. It's not the eldest church. This is Christ's church. God builds his church and takes it from glory to glory. So if I can ask the team there at the back to hand out the communion, we would love to end off our time together by just partaking in the Lord's Supper before we leave. Is that all right? Wonderful. Yes. So Jolene is saying we are still here tonight. Yes, we are still here tonight. At the cross, worshiping. And so just as they hand out the elements, I want to leave you with this final scripture. 2 Corinthians 13, 11. Let me read it there for us. Have you guys got that up? I'll read it, yeah. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Aim for restoration. Comfort one another. Agree with one another. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. And the God of peace and the God of love will be with you. Let me just read that again. It's the NIV version I was looking for there. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice. Okay? Rejoice in the Lord. Strive for full restoration. Encourage one another. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. So, Father, we thank you for this beautiful promise that the God of love and peace will be with us. And so, Lord, I pray over the church. I pray over every member. I pray over the leaders that we will rejoice in the Lord. Lord, that your songs and your praise and your worship would be heard, Lord, from the walls and the windows of this church, Lord, that people would hear us singing. That people would hear us praising. That people would hear that we have a reason for our hope and for the joy which is ours. So Holy Spirit, we invite you to remind us, to cause us to remember, to rejoice when we come together. Holy Spirit, we pray that you will help us to aim towards restoration in everything that we do. Dat ons nie sal afbreek nie, maar opbou. That we would restore and be known as a church of restoration. Holy Spirit, I pray that we would comfort one another where people need comfort. I pray that we'd agree with one another and that we would truly fight for unity if we need to fight for anything. Lord, may we live in peace. And thank you, Lord, that the God of love and peace will be with this church and with us as a family, even though we are far apart. And so, Father, thank you that we can do all of this and, in a sense, say goodbye for a little while over the bread and the wine. We celebrate, Lord, your broken body for us. We thank you that it is what holds us together, the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus. So this morning we thank you for the fullness of the cross, the fullness of the gospel that is symbolized by the bread and the wine. And so Jesus, as we break this cracker now, we remember that your body was broken for us. Thank you, Lord, that we can partake in your healing by your stripes, Lord. We are healed. By your stripes, we are healed. Psalm 103 says, he heals all our diseases. And so, Lord, we call on no higher thing than the broken body and the shed blood of Jesus this morning for our wholeness and our healing. And Lord, we trust even as we eat communion and partake this morning now, Lord, we will experience healing in our bodies, in our minds, and in our spirits. In Jesus' name, let's eat together. And Father, we thank you for the blood. Lord, on the night that you were betrayed, you took the cup. And when you had given thanks, Lord, you said, Lord, drink this in remembrance of me as a sign of the new covenant. Lord, we thank you once again for a better covenant that you have mediated, Jesus Christ. As not only the Lamb, but as the great High Priest. That you have blazed a path into the Father's presence. That we can come boldly and freely this morning, free of any sin, any shame, any condemnation. Yes, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that we can leave shame at the door this morning as we come into your presence. Here daar waar die vyand vir ons jok en ons wil afbreek en afkraak, Lord, we choose this morning to say no to his voice and yes to the voice of the Father that says, welcome home, the Father is beckoning. That first song we sang this morning. And so I pray for anybody that's sitting here this morning, perhaps feeling slightly heavy or burdened or feel they're not measuring up or falling short, or maybe just sin, said something, did something that they're ashamed of, regret. And Lord Jesus, this morning, we invite the voice of the Holy Spirit that convicts of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And we reject the voice of the liar who condemns. And we say, you will not speak to us. And if you do, we will ignore you. In Jesus' name. And so I speak over every person this morning. You are welcome at the table this morning. The table is set. There's plenty to eat. And so Jesus, we thank you that you are not just the food that we eat, but you have made a way by providing the bread and the wine this morning. Your broken body, your shed blood. Thank you for your blood that sets us free, that heals us and delivers us. In Jesus' name, let's drink together. If you'll just give me 2 more minutes, if I can just ask you to close your eyes. I just want to extend an opportunity to anybody here that's sitting with us this morning and you've heard a lot of songs sung, you've heard a lot of things said. You've probably heard the name of Jesus mentioned a lot. And I want to give you the opportunity. If there's anybody this morning that's heard about this Jesus but doesn't know this Jesus, that can truly not say, he is Lord of my life. Lord means he's in charge, not you. If you're sitting here this morning, you realize you need to make Jesus Lord of your life and bow the knee. I want to extend an invitation while every eye is closed. Would you be as brave as to raise your hand and say, that's me. Pastor, pray for me. I need to give my life to Jesus. Is there anybody like that? Perhaps there's somebody who has already done that in the past and you need to come back home this morning because you've run off like the prodigal son and made a mess of things. If you're sitting here this morning, you knew Jesus at some point and you need to come back to him and renew your life and renew your commitment. Say, I'm coming back. Is there anybody like that? I just want to make sure. Is there anybody that needs to come back to Jesus this morning? Why don't you raise your hand? There where you're sitting. I'm not going to call you forward. I just want to give you an opportunity. Anybody that needs to come back to Jesus? Thank you, Lord. So, Father, I thank you for a house of believers. A house that knows you, that loves you, that seeks you, that follows you. And I bless them as they go from here. Father, we pray that your face would shine on them, that your hand would be on them. As everyone goes into their respective weeks, faces the challenges they need to, Lord, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you go before and Here dat is al vooruit gaan, deur die Heilige Gees, en die pad vir ons voorberei. God, that you would prepare this week for us, that we would walk in the good works that you have prepared beforehand. In Jesus' name, amen.